Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? How you doing? This is J-Hod live in the day with Jay. Thank you for joining us for yet another great show. Number to call is 516-531-9315. That is 516-531-9315. Guys, please continue to support the show because we got a lot of things going on. We got a lot of things we want to talk about today. I just cannot believe some of the things that I'm seeing going on in my county, Gastonia, that is, Gaston County. We got a lot to talk about. We got a lot to talk about. We got a lot to decipher out. We got a lot to think about when it comes to where are we going to make our most pivotal moves and what's going to happen next. We can fuss all day long. We can agree to disagree, which is sometimes a good thing. But at the end of the day, we have to know that we need to be able to move together as one. You know, there's some people out here who don't want to do that. And you know what? If that's not your thing, then go do whatever it is you're trying to do. But what I want to see happen in this area is I want to see a lot more camaraderie. We've been fighting a little bit too much with each other. We've been going against one another too much. We need to start celebrating. We need to start putting ourselves in a position where we're going to be respected. And I'm talking about the Black community. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the Black community because I don't think that we are exactly where you think we are in the Black community here in the Gastonia area, because there's still some buffoonery going on and it shouldn't be going on. But it is what it is. Once we have recognized that it is a problem, then we need to start putting things in order to start fixing that problem. We're going to talk about the Independent Artist Festival, which is coming up this year. We are going to have the Independent Artist Festival. I don't know to what capacity. So I'm hoping that we'll be able to have it live in person, which will be the dopest thing because I have some ideas. I'm not going to tell you where the venue is going to be thus far because we are still working on that. But I will tell you that it will be a new venue. It will be a huge venue, and it will be a very, very good thing if you guys come and join this year for the Independent Artist Festival. Got a lot of good surprises for you guys. Also, want you guys to make sure that you continue to check out Shop Talk. Shop Talk is doing some good things. We got some people involved. We got some people interested. I think Shop Talk is getting ready to be a catalyst for what should be happening in this area on a positive note. All right, so make sure that you guys continue to check out Shop Talk, which will be a new episode next week. You guys, and then we're going to keep going. We're in season two. All great things are going on right now. We got merchandise for the radio show. We got merchandise for Shop Talk. And I think that when we are at the end of the road, I think that we will see that being a unified front is better than sitting up gabbing about each other. That's the best way. That's the easiest way I can put it. I'm trying to be politically correct right now, y'all. But y'all know that that's probably not going to last too long. It's probably not going to last too long, especially when I get to running my mouth. But there's some things we need to talk about. There's some seeds that are quite not growing in the area that we need to, like, weed out. We need to weed those weeds out. They're seeds that hadn't turned into something but weeds. And it's kind of clouding. It's kind of cloudy. I sound like you're lying. It's kind of clouding what should be going on in our community. We got a lot of people who say they for you, but they not for you. We got a lot of people who say they for the young people who are for what's going on a positive level around here, but they not for you. What they are for is for padding their pockets. And it's a lot of those going on around here that need to stop. We need to start acknowledging that. Number to call, 516-531-9315. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
Sure as the cold snow blow off a Lake Erie, I drop rhymes with vision and fury, the judge and the jury of my own circumference, which means I control my destiny effortlessly. You checking for me? I already been there. I'm 5 steps ahead of you. All you see is my residence. I'm telling you, I got the feel for this funk, and they ain't come to see you because it's me that they want. So methodically, I step up, speaking the mic with the pure intentions of shedding some insight. A dim light eventually blows out, but I'm halogen. I'm back to do my thing and run this funk flow mal again. You want to ride with me, just hop on in. I put it in gear and get the funk up out of here. In the 1500 Dodge Ram, I like to cruise. Turn up the sound, Zone 7 is my music.
Them programmers examine the way you can get me to a thing. Huh. And I ain't worried about the next man, I'm in my own lane. Huh. My mama taught me a long time ago to just get down and do a thing. I carry the heavy load and drop it off because it's the funk I'm gonna bring.
Yeah, now I done been up and I've been down. I rock Omegas to Elias, but my mama named me Christian Brown. I went from bare-ass covers to ballin' out of control. Skeetin' with no rubber and numerous coochie holes. To robbed at 22, put in the hospital. 4 biological children plus 1 and 1 possible. Can't break the cycle of my dad, I was going mad. Therapeutic lyrics memorized from the pen and pad. But this is my getaway, still I can go on. But I ain't tryna flip a feature into my song. So I'm back to the money, even though I never left it. Call myself a go-getter, cause I'm always trying to get it. In the booth or in the streets, even on the 9 to 5. No surrender, no retreat, I stay striving to survive. Now this mission is complete and you done seen it come alive. I rock, Dre rock, the mic tech enterprise.
All right, I've been behind the scenes working on it. Building my brand for this funky moment. I don't give a damn about what you think or what you say. You try to hinder me to get out the way. I got a lot of work to do and my time is limited. Papa Joe told me you start a job, you finish it. So I'm gonna be here until it's my time to go. Relentless, consecutively, continuous. I ain't gonna lie to you, chasing my dream, my life's been hectic and strenuous. But I was taught to never give up or self-destruct. Your back's against the wall, get your weight up. With God first, I can do anything. Huh. Yeah. With God first, I can do anything. So it's the funk that I bring. Huh.
The programmers examine the way you get down and do my thing. And I ain't worried about the next man. I'm in my own lane. My mama taught me a long time ago to just get down and do your thing. I carry the heavy load. And dropping off because it's the folks I'm gonna bring.
Mentors Inspiring Males for Success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success. Gastonia's hope for the future.
You are now listening to Lively Day with Jay. Now go get 'em, Daddy.
Number to call is 516-531-9315. That number again is 516-531-9315. Guys, there are some things that we need to really be looking at in our community. I was saying off the break, well, during the break, that we are going to have to, at one point in time, be one universal front in our community. We got to. We got to, guys. We got too many young people For us people that's around my age, and I ain't telling y'all what my age is, but we got too many young people that are looking for some guidance right now. We got too many young people who are out there fighting for the right thing. We got too many, and let me say it this way. We got too many young people who are not afraid to fight. I'll say it that way. Yeah, that's the number. No, 531. We got too many people who are not afraid to fight. And those are the ones that need to know that we, as I guess you want to say some of the old school guys, we are not going to let them fight the fight alone. Now, there's strategic ways to do things. Some people have to do things head on. Some people have to do things head on. Yeah, that's it. That's the number. And some people have to be strategic. You know, when you start talking about playing chess, each piece has a specific job. Each piece continues to make you get you closer to where you need to be. You got rooks that do certain things. You got pawns that do certain things. Those pawns are very important, especially how you place them. Then you got your knights, you know, your protectors. Then you got your bishops. And you know, strategy is everything. If you can strategize the right way, if you can strategize without being emotional, then I promise you that's where you will start to see some really good things manifest. Number to call is 516-531-9315. Caller, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, James? This is Scotty, your fellow guest tonight.
Hey, what's happening, Scotty? Y'all, this is Scotty Reed from Black Talk Radio.
Yeah, man. And speaking of which, you're going to have to talk. Because I think we can help each other in the Black Talk Radio game. I want to help you. That's what nonprofit was trying to do, is to help people like yourself specifically. But the reason I called in your opening monologue, I was feeling it and been feeling it. And I don't know if we on the same wavelength. So I'm just calling in to tell you what wavelength I'm on in terms of that Confederate monument. So, you know, everybody in Gaston County and surrounding parts that read the Gazette or, you know, have family in Gaston County, y'all know that Black folks primarily and their allies have sought to correct something that is so incorrect at the front doors of our courthouse, of the county courthouse. Uh-huh. Do your research. The Gazette had, if you want to know the keynote speech and why it's connected to racism. But James, I don't even want to play them games, because some people, they not ignorant about the racism. They say it wasn't about the slave. They say this and that. And I'm not going to waste my time. Like you said earlier, you're not going to waste your time. So we did things the quote unquote right way, the peaceful way. You told us this was the process, so we applied ourselves to that process while also using the tools of the Constitution, primarily the First Amendment, which you passed an unjust, unconstitutional order to prevent us, even though we never stopped. But all this dirty stuff going on behind the scene has come to the light. Everybody knows the county commissioners voted, I think it was 6-1, to relocate that statue. And it's still standing there here in February the 15th, 2021. And as I told other people, and I'm not saying they shouldn't, everybody had to pick what path is best for them, because we're all individuals. We want to work together, but we also have to be understanding of, you know, of what some people will and what they won't do. All right.
Right.
But anyway, so they still want to do what we did last year. Email the commissioners, go to the you know, the commissioner meetings and speak during community recognition. The whole doggone town then spoke on this issue. And the vast majority of them said that's an inappropriate statute. It needs to be removed. And the lawsuit now has been filed, or has been filed for months, that you're lying about and you're trying to get it dismissed, saying you don't have the power to do, but your own tape, on your own records, video archives are saying you got the power to do whatever you want. And the whole council understanding which James served on, that's one of the issues y'all debated and determined that because it was gifted to Gaston County, that it's their property and that North Carolina law, which needs to be challenged and is unconstitutional, that was passed and signed by former Governor Pat McCrory, is unconstitutional. But you're lying to the courts. You're lying to the people. Somebody spray paints the doggone statue, and then you want to attach that individual's action to everybody else. When we've been told you and told people on the street who said they want to do something to that statue, no, we're going to do it the right way. We got to try it this way first. You know what I'm saying? We're going to show everybody. We're going to do it the Democratic way. And so then you just spit in the face of all of that. There's no reason for that statue not to be in storage until they give it to whoever they're going to give it to. There's no no more excuses. So, James, I'm not emailing another commissioner. I'm not calling another commissioner.
Right, right.
I may write letters on it to the Gazette about whatever the latest issue has been, you know, brought out. But I'm done talking to them. And, you know, I was telling people, and not just me, telling people, do this nonviolently. We don't want to use violence. We don't want to destroy that thing. But, it, you know, I understand why you want to destroy it. It's a 100-year act of hate speech of this count, from this county to the people who live in this county, African-Americans and everybody non-white. So I'm like, bro, I'm done talking. Whatever happened to it, happened to it. I'm not condoning. I'm not encouraging. I'm just saying I'm done. Whatever happens. Now, I may still support others who want to exercise their First Amendment speech. I'm open to conversations with people like yourself. But in terms of anything happening to that statue, they had a, they were warned that it was in danger of being destroyed. But we convinced everybody that we can win by doing it the right way. And they just spit in our faces. And I'll leave it at that, bro. But
so,
hey,
so,
I want
so
to
let me
support
ask you a question.
Program because it's needed.
Yeah, yes, sir. Let me ask you a question before you go right quick, Scotty. So I know you were saying that, you know, they've been warned. You said they've been warned. But do you think...
I warned.
Okay, so do you think that the possibility of something happening to it is a real possibility right now? And if it is a real possibility, do you think that that is a smart possibility right now?
Listen, let's go back, take it back to the civil rights era. Let's take it back to pre-1865 slavery, you know, because slavery's never been abolished, read the 13th. So it was unlawful. It was unlawful for people to aid runaway victims of slavery, wasn't it? They had a Fugitive Slave Act. So everything that's lawful don't make it justice. It don't make it just. We had sit-ins at counters and to desegregate all the public spaces. Our grandparents, some of our parents, great-grandparents did this, and they were violating the law, okay? And so when it comes to moral issues, you can, if the law is immoral, then hey, people act according to conscience. So who's to say they was wrong? That would be like me saying Nat Turner was wrong for rebelling against slavery and white supremacy. That would be, you know, me saying Dr. King was wrong. No. Sometimes when and especially when you have a lawless government, the Gaston County Commissioner Board is lawless. In the court of law, they saying they don't have the power to do it, but in these commissioner meetings, they acknowledging, and in the Gazette, acknowledging they had the power to do it, and behind the scenes telling people they working on moving it. Okay. So you lie, you're not dealing with an honest party here.
And that is an issue in itself. And you know what bothers me the most, Scotty, is the fact that there's so many people that know.
Let me put it
well,
you can't provoke people.
What bothers me the most is that we know how unjust we've been treated, or the community's been treated, when it comes to just this statute, when it comes to that. And yet and still, it's like we cannot put the right people in the place to get those seats. It's like we're fighting at the moment, but when we need to rally around some people that are really trying to make some change, that want to get in those seats that we feel that will make some change, we fall short. And I don't know
where we're going wrong with that. We let some good people down that was running for elected office. But at the same time, we got to be realistic. We live in a county that's rife with racism, and the Republican Party appeals to racists. And that's why they vote for them. OK, so it is what it is. It's a difficult task to begin with. But I hear you. And that's why some of us last summer, we're not just protesting that statue, but we're registering people to vote wherever people or businesses would let us set up. And we were telling them what candidates to vote for. What's the Robin, I forget her name, that ran for the county board out of Gastonia?
Oh, yeah. I can't, her last name has slipped me too, but I know you're talking about.
Yes, and she was out there when we challenged the judges, what's his name, Judge Schwink. I'm not going to waste time getting caught up on the names, but the people, we know who they are. And that judge passed that unconstitutional order, barring us 300 feet from the courthouse to exercise our First Amendment speech. And it was 8 people who went with me that day. I had a press conference, and 8 people went with me. Danny Cardill, who was running for office, Robin, I'm sorry. If you're listening, please call in. She was there. We were risking arrest. It was just 8 of us. Lydia McCaskill, a couple of other people. I'm sorry if I don't remember all y'all names. And so, you know, it's just a long process. We're going to have to keep registering people to vote. We're going to have to keep educating people. We're going to have to, something else you touched on, I'm not going to call them by name. They were black business owners who were undermining what we were trying to do, saying that that statue don't mean nothing. It means something. If it didn't mean nothing, they wouldn't be violating their own words and mechanisms, you know, to keep it right there. It would be in storage if it didn't mean nothing. So when you say something like that, that undercuts these young activists, and not just young, I'm not a spring chicken. I just turned 54. And I knew when I was a young person, getting out the military, I looked at that statue. I should have knocked this block off then when you could walk up the steps to the old courthouse and you'll be right there at his head, for those who know where it used to sit, right on the left going up the stairs. And I'm taking my DD-214s after then served in the war, and I'm looking at this monument to this slaver, someone who fought for slavery, didn't abandon the Confederacy. They didn't abandon them and desert and go to the Union side and say, no, they died as wannabe slavers. It's the nicest way I could put it. And I felt some kind of way then. And people in Gaston County felt some kind of way then. But, you know, like the Bible say, everything in its season. And after George Floyd was murdered by a police slave catcher so brutally for the world to see, people in Gaston County was like, it's time to take this symbol of white supremacy down. This is not what we want to be recognized as a people. And so I'm not saying Gaston County is racist, because the majority of Gaston County wants it moved. Even descendants of former Confederates were out there protesting with us. The only reason it's there is because of racism and institutional white supremacy on that board, trying to appeal to their little neo-Confederates. It's a enclave of them in Dallas, who there's photographs of them with their Confederate flags and giving Nazi salutes as they antagonize a mixed group of protesters who were just trying to have a march that they even had a permit for. So, man, I ain't going to take up too more of your time.
Now, you know what, though? Let me say this, Scotty. I've known you a long time, and your knowledge of history, it truly intrigues me. I didn't know you were that deep into history, and that's a whole nother show where we just need to sit down and just chop it up and just let the young people know what you know when it comes to history, because I'm a big advocate of, if we don't teach them the knowledge that we know, then they're going to fall into the traps that were set for us.
Well, you know what they need to do, James? They need to tune in and support grassroots Black media, such as which Black Talk Media Project created through the Black Talk Radio Network, third year in a row being ranked by a major podcasting company as the number one Black podcast, as well as the number one in the African diaspora podcast, and that's as a collective. And so
right.
that's what we're bringing on these Black historians. I just had, you know, now he's mainstream, but I just had Charles Blow, the Pulitzer Prize winning New York Times columnist, to talk about his book, Black Power Manifesto. And I'm not giving you the exact title, but it's available in our podcast. We interview a lot of African American professors, you know, and so that's what we have to do. Is we can't expect people who don't want us to know history to teach us our history or even their history, because they leave out stuff, and it's just as well be telling lies. So that's what we got to do, is create, like creating, producing, and distributing independent grassroots Black media.
Yeah,
networking.
Scotty, tell them how they can catch your show and some of the other shows that's on your network.
Just go, simply pull up, and it adapt to any phone, tablet, desk, PC, whatever. BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com. If you want to look specifically for my podcast, it's Black Talk Radio News with Scotty Reed.
Yeah, it's very important that we start supporting one another on this grassroots effort to get the correct media to the community. The correct
platform. That's what I'm also trying to do, and I want to talk to you about. It's been on my mind for months. We need our own independent grassroots media for Gaston County. It ain't that hard to do. I've been doing this for 13 years. I got the knowledge and experience. All I need is the people who want to build it for this community.
Yeah, we definitely need to talk. We definitely need to talk off the air, because I'm about, you know, that progression. That's progression that we need. You know, they had a Gaston Times newspaper just for the Black community back in the 60s and 70s, and it just like faded out. So, you know, the communications start getting lost then. So that's a good thing.
Knowledge.
Hey, man, I appreciate you coming on. Just telling them, give them the knowledge that you have when it comes to this fight of the Confederate monument. But I understand. I'm not going to continue dwelling with them, because there's other ways of making sure we get the correct that we are wanting when it comes to this this silly monument. I'm just sick of it.
All right, James. Be safe, man.
Right, man.
Be well.
All right, you too. Number to call is 516-531-9315. That number again is 516-531-9315. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
My hands so full of our hopes. I was strong, a man afraid of nothing. I had the world inside my hands. That's what I told myself. But now I see that I was wrong. The truth is I have nothing. If I do have you,
what's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
Are you tired of that stubborn belly fat? Would you like to lose weight and change the way you live? Well, look no more. Contact Health Consultants Mr. Ernest and Ms. Tanja Owens at 980-245-6294 to take the Project 10 Challenge. That's 980-245-6294 to get your body back in shape. Again, that's 980-245-6294. Or to get more details, go to www.crunchtime.bodybyvi.com.
That number again is 516-531-9315. Guys, we if you're just joining us, we were joined just a little bit ago by Scotty Reed from Black Talk Radio, and he gave us his views on what's going on with the Confederate statue in Gastonia, North Carolina, his thoughts on it. And I suggest you go back and you listen to that. Very informative information. But as I was saying to my Facebook family during the break, there's things that we need to fix. There's mindsets that we need to recalculate. There's things that we are doing right now to ourselves and our community that's hurting more than helping. For one, I'm just going to put it all out there. We don't want to help one another. We don't want to help one another, and I don't understand that. Or if we're trying to help one another, we're trying to be underhand and sneaky. I don't understand that. If I have a platform, okay? I know I have a platform. I am not going to try to be underhand sneaky to get you on my platform. That's not how it works. That's not how it works. And I say that because there's businesses out here. There's people out here who will go and try to utilize your platform. And I'm sure other people with a platform have experienced individuals coming to them and wanting to be on the platform or whatever the case may be. But then when it comes time to scratch your back, they don't want to scratch your back. You know, we have, and I'm going to have a couple of authors on the show in the next couple of weeks, next week, as a matter of fact. One's local author. I just posted her stuff today on social media on Facebook. And, you know, and it takes an act of Congress to get us to back people up. I don't understand that. Why are we still with the stigmatism of not wanting to read? We need to read. Do y'all not understand they put things in a book because you won't read? Do y'all understand that? Do y'all understand that's the longest running joke in the history of the black man and woman in America or in on this planet? They put things in a book because you won't read it. I've actually heard people tell me that before. You won't read it. You put a book in front of us, we won't read it. I think right now, though, the younger generation is coming up. They want to read. They want knowledge. They're thirsty for knowledge. They're thirsty for a way to success. And if we don't give them that way to success, then we're the ones that failed them. Y'all go support people that's doing things out here. What Scotty Reed was talking about, he was saying putting together a media outlet here. Man, I think that's phenomenal. That needs to happen. That needs to happen. And if there's a network of radio people in this area that need to be heard just in this area, count me in, because I want to be heard in this area. I want to, but I look, guys. My show is a national show. It runs everywhere. So I know what's going on with the show. But I definitely want you to hear me here. I need for you to hear me here, because there's vital information that you need to get here. There's directions. There's things that need to happen in order for our communities to be successful here. Y'all, we better stop playing. We better stop playing, because everybody else is running laps around us. We better stop playing. We better start supporting one another. Look, I wrote something on Facebook a few months, I think it was a month ago. Had an issue. I'm not going to call no names out, but I think some of you might know. Had an issue with an individual that's very Facebook famous also. And they've done a lot in the communities, this, that, and the other. Tried to, you know, We stopped communicating, tried to reach out through several people. For several people, through several people, I tried to reach out to this individual to, you know, give him an olive branch, wanted to sit down, talk with him, you know, just, and if I'm wrong in anything I've done, I wanted to be a man and apologize for it. But this individual keeps smacking my hand. Don't want the olive branch. Don't want the olive branch. So you know what? I can't continue to do that. I got to move on. I've done what I'm supposed to do. I've done what I'm supposed to do. And, you know, I'm not going to keep reaching out to someone who doesn't want to be on the same level mindful-like. I'm not going to keep doing that. I mean, if they want to hold that hate in their heart, then they continue to hold that hate in their heart. But I will continue to rise, and I will continue to be who I am. I tried. I'm not going to try any damn more, though. I tried. I got to keep on moving. Number to call is 516-531-9315. Caller, welcome to the show.
What's up, man?
Hey, what's happening? Who is this?
Oh, no, it's Naj. Not much, man. Sitting there listening to you. Good job. Nice to hear you and Scotty go back and forth, too.
Yeah, no doubt.
Good info.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, I appreciate you joining the show. You got anything you want to say?
Well, I guess the quick thing I would say is just sometimes we got to make sure we keep perspective on things, man.
Right.
No matter how dire things are, you know, this is what we're used to. It's always been a movement of pushing back against, you know, what's in front of us. I was thinking about this the other day. that raggedy movie 300 was on, and I'm looking at that movie 300, terrible as it is, but in that movie, what they're showing is people fighting against overwhelming odds, having a certain amount of hope beyond logic, and understanding, okay, in order to beat this, you're going to have that type of bravery and courage. Now, you think about every revolt, every war, every battle, everything we've been in since the 1500s, and it's exactly that. They just don't make movies about it because they don't want to inspire you. But but when you think about, like, our young folk, we got our young folk who are organized, who are educated, who are seeking different ways of fixing things here and fighting against things here. So they're doing a lot better than what we think, because we typically go towards the most negative side and see the ones who are doing the worst and say, oh, we judge the youth by them. And a lot of times, man, like the more conservative ones of us look at the world in a certain way and say, hey, well, black people just ain't going to do this, that, and the third. Those other people are going to always be there, and you just need to do better. Now, there's a lot in that framing that takes away people's agency to be able to overcome, and conservatives are going to have to deal with that at some point. And then when you go to the left side, you got to say, okay, you can't just always lay out all of the obstacles in front without laying out the possibilities of overcoming those obstacles. So it's, so we got, you know, we got both sides who aren't taking everything into proper perspective and understanding, okay, you know, we got holes on both sides. We got to shore those things up and figure out the best way going forward. Because no matter what, we're walking on a tightrope.
Yeah, man, you said something that was profound. You said something that was profound. You said young people, they are working the way doing things. They are working more than what people realize that they are doing. And you are absolutely right. It's the people that's my age and older that don't get it. We don't want to open our minds to, or we haven't. I ain't going to say we don't want to, but we haven't. We've been so complacent in things that's going on right now. And you hit it right on the head. The young people are coming up, and they are very crafty in what they are wanting to do and get done and see what they want to get done, and they have ways of doing it. We have to understand that it's up to us to make a way so they can get that stuff done. I received that one.
Indeed. So yeah, man, have a good show. You know, good connecting with you, man. Just wanted to call in because I've been listening for the whole thing. But,
okay,
man, you have a good one. Keep putting out keep putting out your information, bro.
Appreciate it, brother. Appreciate it. And see, that's exactly what I've been saying. Welcome. Call this number, 516-531-9315, and you can I'll bring you on. Yeah, you're absolutely right in what you said. But what this young man just said a second ago, man, I'm telling you what, I ain't heard nobody else put it that way other than me. He said, I'm going to reiterate that the young people now they're fearless. They're fearless. That first and foremost is my words. They're fearless, but they have new ways of doing things. They're crafty. They know how to problem solve. They know how to be one unit. They understand the complexities of numbers. They understand that. And like I said, it's the ones that's been around forever, the ones that's older. You know, not to say nothing bad about them, but they've been stuck in their ways so long. When this new way of thinking and doing things, getting things done, come around, some people reject it. They don't want to be around it. They don't have nothing to do with it. And that's not how you can be. You can't be like that. We should be making a way for them. We should be making sure, okay, they got all their ducks in a row. Let's send these young people on so they can make things successful for us as a unit. And I'm not talking about just the black community, but I am talking about the black community. We have to be able to put them in a position to where they are able to work. Able to work. Now, I ain't got nothing against my people who are religious. I'm a spiritual person. I ain't got nothing against that. But when y'all start quoting Bible scriptures and this, that, and the other because you don't want people to do certain things, sit down. Sit down somewhere. Let somebody do some work. Let somebody put some work in that's going to get something done and not try to use God to hit you over the head. We understand who God is. We understand what God can do. We understand that God gives us the right to choose, too. Stop throwing that at people, because it don't work, guys and gals. It don't work. Now, if you want to bring somebody to God, bring them to God. And I got some really strong, powerful spiritual friends that I know are 100 in what they do. 100 in what they do. And I'm not trying to question nobody's faith. But when something makes me feel a little shaky that you telling me, and you telling me God told you to do this, I'm get on my moped and go the other way, man. I'm going the other way. We need spirituality. I'm not saying that. And I'm not bashing no religion or nothing like that. I'm not doing that. So y'all don't get it twisted. I'm not doing any of that. What I'm saying is that we have to understand that there are different ways of thinking. There are different paths to God. There are people are taking different pathways to God. And we got to understand that. I have two really good pastors, and I know they don't mind me shouting their name out. That's Pastor Crump, Ron J. Crump, and Pastor Les Davis. So many good words to me that it allows me to see when something's not right. And we got to do better. We have to do better. I'm telling you, if we don't do better, there's going to be some issues. There's going to be some issues. I don't know if it's going to be any furniture moving, but there's going to be some issues, and you're going to wish some furniture moved. Guys, number to call is 516-531-9315. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
Your mouth say what you mean, otherwise don't say a thing. The sun coming out, it's drying up the rain. The Redeemer coming back, then to take away the pain. Got nose dripping, dry still stained. Tell new addition, I can stand the rain. Water down to my flock, neck deep in the ocean. Thought the water would never stop, but then I felt the rock. The deep cornerstone, the one higher than I. On my earth, winning fire, keep your head up to the. My God reigns forever, he will never die. He would do just what he said, now the man that he's to lie. I've been called a lot of things, called a lot of names. It ain't what you call it, what you answer to, man. My God is the king, don't need coupons to save. Brand new clothes, but they came with good things. Hey, the struggle is real. Jesus is reason, I ain't picked up no seal. And just so you know,
516-531-9315. The number again is 516-531-9315. Guys, real quick, wanted to, especially for the Gastonia area, I want you guys to go check out Love Jones. I did not get to go to the first one, but I'm going to the second one. I want you guys to check it out. I am looking to reach out to them and have them on Shop Talk. So we're just stay tuned because there's going to be a lot of things going on in Gastonia right now, a lot of good things. Just talking to some of the people in Facebook, you know, one thing said is that, you know, the millennials, you know, they got different ways of doing things, and that's right. And another, you know, person said that they need to be taught. And I understand that. I totally, totally understand that. We got to get in the mind frame being able to do the right things with them. We got to. We got to, guys, because if we don't, we are fighting air. And I ain't down with fighting the air. But I got so much that I want to expose you guys to, especially with this second season of Shop Talk. The radio show is doing great. Speaking of, sorry, guys, I want to thank Little Rock, Arkansas, South Philly, Houston, Bakersfield, California, Seattle, Tacoma, that is. Oh, my God. I know I'm forgetting people. Tallahassee, definitely New York. I want to thank you guys for continuing. South Philly, definitely Chicago. I'm sorry. Thank you guys for continuing to support the show. Even though a lot of the times the show doesn't come on Facebook, it still runs every day. And I really appreciate the support that you guys give me. And we're going to just build from this. We're going to continue on. I want this platform to be bigger than what it needs to be so I can get everything out to the people that need to get that stuff, the information to them. Right now, we're in a state of emergency. Our young people are in a state of emergency. They don't know which way to go. And it's up to us to make sure that we give them a road of success, a road to success. And we have to do this the right way. We have to do this the right way. I don't Malcolm said by any means necessary, and I'm an avid Brother Malcolm advocate. I know he said that, but within that comment, he meant by any means necessary, he definitely meant that we have the power in our minds to make sure that we get things done on a level that the average person cannot comprehend. We have that power. We have that power. The young people that's coming up, that's doing things in Gastonia, that's doing things in Charlotte, that's doing things in the surrounding area, we have that power. We have that power. I'm talking to some of my OGs who have been in the game a long time. Come on, make way for the young people. Make way for the millennials. Make way so that they can get this message heard, so they can get our message heard, so they can play this thing out the way it needs to be played out, whether it's through arts, whether it's through protests, whether it's through, but protest the right way, guys, whether it's through politics. We need to make sure that this road is not going to end on them. We got to make sure that. If we don't, we are setting them up for failure. I don't want to be a part of nobody's failure, especially the young people. I got young kids. I don't want to be a part of their failure. I'm trying to lay some groundwork to where they know that they daddy put in some work. They're going to know that if they don't know nothing else. I will fight to the end for what's right. I will fight to the end for my young people. I will fight to the end for my family. Don't come for my family or we're going to have a whole nother problem. And all of you are my family. So I need for us to get on the damn bus, as Spike Lee say. Get on the bus. We got to. The bus is getting ready to run and we sitting there looking crazy with our fingers in our ears. On the bus. We got to. Look, guys, I want to take the time to thank you guys for definitely tuning in to today's show. Please continue to support the show. Please continue to support Shop Talk. Shop Talk is doing good things. I got some great people that are going to come on Shop Talk in the next couple of weeks. We have a plan that has to be carried out, and it's going to be carried out. I promise you guys, whether it takes everything in me, I am not going to quit talking. I'm not going to quit talking on this platform. So, well, Whatever we have to do, we need to do, we need to get it done, all right? So I tell you guys each and every day, I love you guys with the greatest love. I know it's the love of God. He gives it to me each and every day. You guys have definitely, and I mean definitely, been live in the day with Jay. I will see you guys tomorrow.